This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton. I am joined by Mike Mancoli and Neil Atkinson ahead of Liverpool's game at Anfield tomorrow against Southampton. Or as Arne Slot called it, Neil, a final. One of three finals. I mean, it feels like a season where it could be another, 13, 14 finals?
I mean, if he wants to keep calling them finals, I'm all right with it. I think what's most striking to me is he says it three or four times, and then he mentions in almost a slightly meta way, I'm saying this because, firstly, this is what I think. Secondly, this is what I want the players to think. And thirdly, this is what I want the fans to think. And I think that there's just this sort of thing at times with the press conference, both with this manager and the previous one, where you're just sort of wondering who the audience is for the press conference. And I think with Slot, at the very least, and I think this a lot of the time with Jürgen as well, but I think with Slot, he wants the messages that he's saying publicly to match up with what he's saying and doing privately. So if we think recently, for instance, when he's referred to Nunez in a negative way, he's also been quite clear that this has been part of a conversation he's either had with him privately or is going to have with him privately. And he's telling us about it in this moment, and he's telling everyone about it in this moment, and he may even be telling the squad about it in that moment as well. And I think this is just a really interesting bit where you get to get that sense of alignment. He's not, let's be clear, he's not walking out from these press conferences, I think it's fair to say, going into training and saying, take no notice of everything I said there. I think he wants all of it to align and marry up. And I think that, you know, the post-Mourinho Ferguson around sort of Wenger 98 to 2006 era of the way managers would talk to the media is that we'd often sort of act as though they're playing the media and they're trying to set their agenda, they're trying to deflect from this, they're trying to do that, and it'll all be different behind the scenes. And first and foremost, I suspect that wasn't quite as true then as we thought it was. But I also think that it's now the case where, because there is so much exposure for these managers on such a regular basis, I think that the one thing that you don't want to do if you're a manager, and certainly if you're sort of the manager that Arne Slot wants to be, is I think that you want to have that consistency in everything that you're saying. I don't think you can walk back into that room now and go, that's just bread and circuses, don't worry about that. That's not your business, to those players. So I just think it's really interesting. He goes out of his way to be really crystal clear that this is all completely aligned, because it makes me think that almost everything else that we hear is absolutely completely aligned if it was to come up around the camp. And I think that that's really important, and I think that tells us a lot about who the manager is, how he manages, what his outlook is. I think it's an era shift. My point here is that I don't believe, for instance, other managers aren't most of the time showing the same consistency. I think it's an era shift that now the idea of we say one thing in public and another thing in private. We might say stuff in private we never say in public, but I don't think that there's complete tonal shift between what's said in private and what's said in public.